Oh, hey, you're up early. You never went to bed? Babe, this is the third time this month, and we're not even halfway through it. I know you love researching and that it doesn't feel like work to you, but you have to stop at some point. And I know you won't do it yourself, so I'm asking you to please go to bed. Of course you aren't tired. You consumed what? Six Red Bulls? I'm surprised your heart hasn't exploded yet.
Oh, only four from last night? That's so much better. Look, you're going to shut your computer down right now, and you're coming to bed with me.
I don't care if a batch of files just finished. You're done working. If I let you look through those, then you're going to have to prep a new batch.
And then you'll want to analyze each file to see what went wrong, and then it'll be 2 p.m., and you still haven't slept. No, stop arguing. You're going to sleep now.
Or else what? Oh, you don't want to know what. Fine, I'll tell you. So, you know how I got a package yesterday? Yeah, I got a handle vacuum cleaner because it's easier to use for getting to narrow spots. But I can think of a second use for it. Oh, no, I would. But do you want to test that assumption? All right, fine, I'll just. Oh, changed your mind? Yeah, I thought so. Good kitty. Aw, you don't like being called that? What about good boy? Aw, you're so cute when you try to act like you're scary. Look at me. I'm gonna poof myself up and switch my tail back and forth, 'cause I'm so mad. I'm a big scary necco, not an adorable kitty cat. No, hun, you aren't intimidating. You're like a big stuffed animal. Well, if you didn't insist on acting like a child, I wouldn't have to treat you like one. Look, I'm just worried about you and about your health. Yeah, that's kind of my point. You have too much willpower. You'll push past early stages of burnout until you're 6 feet under trying to swim through land. No, you are not Chuck Norris. You don't have to be invincible. I know you want to be, sweetie, but you don't have to set yourself on fire to keep others warm. You can be a great researcher without sacrificing yourself. I know it feels like you have to pie constantly asking for updates, but that's to keep you moving forward, not to push you faster. You're allowed to have a break. Yeah, you're exhausted. You didn't even catch my double entendre. Come on, let's get you to bed. Ah, nice and soft bed. Come on. Lie down next to me. There you go. And now I wrap my arms around you like this. And now you're wrapped up like a furry burrito. Come on, arms around me. Good kitty. Aw, I know you love me calling you that. You pretend you don't, but I see your ears perk up. You can't hide anything from me. Your subconscious betrays you. What? Yeah, of course you can talk to me. First, I want to say that I'm really proud of you for doing so. Usually, I have to pry emotions out of you. So, what's up? Of course, I'm proud of you. You're doing great work and you found something you're passionate about. Who cares if you're stuck? You're a student. You're not supposed to be producing solutions as fast as professionals. Otherwise, you'd be that already. Don't worry about hitting roadblocks. You can't avoid them. You just have to accept them as part of researching and keep your head up. Wait, is that why you've been staying up so late? Buddy, no. Come here. I know it's scary when nothing's working. Imposter syndrome sets in and you feel compelled to keep working. But you don't have to. You already work hard enough during the day. Nighttime should be for you to rest and for you to relax. I know it's hard, but that's why I'm here, right? I'm here to remind you that it's okay to stop.
Are you headbutting me? What? Oh, You want scratches, don't you? All right, here.
Yeah, I know you like it. Right here. Right behind your fluffy ears. God, your ears are so fluffy. Fluff, fluff, fluff. Who's the best Neko boyfriend in the world? It's you. Yes, you are. Such a good, good boy. Aw, it's so cute when you nuzzle into my hands like that, purring like a little engine. You seem so blissful, content, melted into a puddle. You know, we could do this more often. It'd be a nice little break for both of us. But I know you have to get back to work, so how about this? If you sleep for an hour, I'll let you work on the batch of files that just finished. You don't want to now. What changed? Oh, I wasn't giving you head pats then. So you're telling me that if I ever want you to do something, I just have to scratch your ears a little bit. Oh, hush. I wouldn't abuse your love for pets for that. Now, close your eyes, okay? Good boy.